You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
Episode 13 of Soundtracks. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And last week I told you Cloud Atlas was the score to beat in this year's Oscars. This week, I'm not so sure. Not to say Cloud Atlas isn't good, but it definitely has some competition with the soundtrack we have right here. Yes, today on the show we are covering Sony Classical's Lincoln soundtrack, which is composed by the famous John Williams. I think something that this score brings that we haven't really seen this year is that historical feel that you're literally stepping into a time machine and hearing music appropriate to the time period. Now, I'm not entirely sure exactly what that type of music sounds like, but I have a general idea bestowed upon me by pop culture, so I like to think I do. That aside, the soundtrack is very well done, very well produced, and I think you're going to enjoy it. So let's kick things off. Call to Muster and Battle Cry of Freedom. It's right here on Soundtracks. Call to the Muster and Battle Cry of Freedom right here on Soundtracks, where you can pick up the soundtrack next week on iTunes or at Sony Classical's website. Once again, very thankful for them to giving me an early preview of the score. I greatly appreciate it. And let's talk about John Williams for a little bit. 5 Academy Awards, 4 Golden Globes, 7 BAFTA, and 21 Grammys. Let's not forget he was also nominated 47 times for Academy Awards. And while he didn't win all of them, he is the second most nominated person in Academy Award history, second only to the Walt Disney, who I think had like 52 or 56, around that range. This guy's work embodies a significant piece of the last 30 years of cinema. Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Jurassic Park, E.T., Schindler's List, Close Encounters, the first 3 Harry Potter films, Jaws, Superman. I mean, I could go on and on. This guy has done it all, and all masterpieces, all of them. Who can forget the Jurassic Park theme, the E.T. theme, all classics that are used over and over again. And if you sit here right now, I guarantee you can think of at least one of those two. And if you're listening to this podcast, I guarantee you by heart know the Star Wars theme. You can at least hum it. And at the age of 80, you gotta wonder, you know, how many more is he gonna do? Could this be John Williams' last piece of composing? I don't know. I don't have the answer for you. What I do have is more music for you. Once again, you can follow us at Soundtracks, which we post all our contest information, all the stuff in which you can help us out and make the show better there. So check it out. Elegy, right here on Soundtracks. Elegy right here on Soundtracks. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And because I'm a college-learned man, I can't help but be a little suspect of the portrayal of Lincoln in this film. And I'm sure I'm not alone on this, because it's almost fairly common knowledge with the Age of the History Channel that Abraham Lincoln was kind of a bigot in his time. He saw the emancipation of slaves as a means to an end. He didn't really see it as an, oh, I feel for the plight of these slaves, let me free them. He was thinking of a way to turn the tide of battle, from my understanding. It's also worth noting that during the time of the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln actually housed his wife's family in the White House. They were Confederate sympathizers, by the way. So not a lot of people like that. I really hope that gets mentioned in the film, because that's kind of a controversial thing where it's like, what do you do? You know? For some of the feared historical inaccuracy I have of this film, I will say I'm impressed with the voice Daniel Lewis is using for Lincoln, because I just recently learned, despite common portrayals of Lincoln beforehand, it's always assumed that his voice is low and raspy. However, studies of politicians and the way Lincoln's voice is described in books say that he actually had more of a high-pitched and shrill-sounding voice. They carried better in large crowds, and that's what made him such a great speech giver. Imagine the days before microphones when 300 people would gather and no one could hear past the first three rows what was being said. That's crazy, right? So my worries aside, let's get back to the music. This is Freedom's Call, and you can only hear it here on Soundtracks. Freedom's Call, right here on Soundtracks, where freedom isn't free. It costs $1.05. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And I'll give some personal props to Steven Spielberg. Yes, a quick internet search will show that he is not completely adamant about keeping his political beliefs out of the media. But in this case, for the movie Lincoln, Spielberg decided on the release to be strictly after the presidential election to keep his work separate from comparison to other candidates in the race. And that's something I highly respect. There's nothing that peeves me off more than when a celebrity, musician, artist, sports figure, you name it, anybody, tries to convince me that their political beliefs are good and the other one is bad. I don't look highly upon it in either way. I don't specifically follow that person, hear what their political ideals are, you know? Keep your work professional, stay with what you do, and, you know, if you want to do that in your personal time, that's fine, but don't try to present it to me in an artistic fashion. That being said, I don't care who you are. I hope that you go out and vote. I don't care who you vote for. It's just such a great democratic process that you shouldn't leave yourself out of because you don't feel like your vote matters or that the candidate you want to win doesn't win anyway, or you just don't care. The worst thing that can happen in any society is that you stop caring about what's going on politically in your world. So to commemorate that ideal and thought, we have a song. It's Getting Out the Vote, right here on Soundtracks. Getting Out the Vote, as we come to the end of Soundtracks. I am Mick Jost, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And once again, I encourage you to subscribe to the cast on iTunes, search GeekTyrant. That helps us out tremendously, more than you know, with future endeavors that we are looking towards. Can't really talk about them right now, but it will be of help. So go ahead and do that. Also, send me some comments, some suggestions, anything you want to say. Mick Jost at GeekTyrant.com. I'm always going to respond. I always love hearing from you. Oh, and congratulations to the Cloud Atlas winners. We had about 5 of them that got a free digital copy of the soundtrack. We got some more giveaways coming up here soon, so watch out for that. And with that, I want to give one final thanks to Sony Classical for letting us use the Lincoln score once again. That will be available November 6th digitally. and you can pick that up on iTunes. So I leave you today with Malice Towards None. That's not my actual thought. That is the name of the song. The piano solo, which I find is just beautiful. Ending today's show right here on Soundtracks. Like what you hear on Soundtracks? Visit GeekTyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's GeekTyrant.com.